Being fatigued can impact your ability to safely perform tasks. When you are fatigued, it's hard to think clearly, and it can create serious safety risks for you and others around you. Due to the close working and living conditions associated with mine sites, flus and viruses can spread rapidly. If you're expressing symptoms of cold and flu, it's important to stay at home if on R&R. In order to name your risk, to give it a title, we need to name the event that could occur. It's important to articulate the actual event rather than naming a cause or impact of the risk. This course is made up of a series of lessons. At the end of each lesson, there's questions to check your level of understanding. You need to get all of these questions correct to successfully complete each lesson. The safety of our people is and always has been paramount. As part of your induction, you'll be completing a range of learning modules and training so that you have the tools and knowledge to do your job. You'll learn about how priority rules works, the reasons we use the priority rules system, and you'll be shown some interaction scenarios where you'll learn some important considerations to remember when operating to any form of road rules. To place an external call, pick up the handset, press 0 and then the number. To dial an extension, use the number pad to dial the extension number. Dial when the handset is on the hook. The remote operator does not actually operate each drill in the same way as an on-the-ground operator would. Instead, the AD is operated by computers using artificial intelligence, referred to as AI. This course will provide you with important information about how you can minimize our risk of attack, what to do if an incident occurs, and your role in helping to maintain the security of our business, information, and assets.